Elon Musk says it was, quote unquote, morally wrong to ban Trump from Twitter. Elon Musk says it was, quote unquote, morally wrong to ban Trump from Twitter. Do you know what I just said? What did I say? I had said something that's not here. Okay, so this says Elon Musk says it was morally wrong to ban Trump from Twitter, but I added some word. Did you hear what I said? Elon Musk says it was, quote unquote, morally wrong to ban Trump from Twitter. What did I say? Did you hear that? How did you like how would you write what I said? If you were to write what my words were in words, if you were to type it out, how would you type it? Well, I learned something today making this lesson. It was interesting for me because I always thought it was quote unquote. Okay, this is when we're quoting someone else's words, right? We use quotes, right? So I always thought it was quote unquote. But I did some research online and some people thought it was quote unquote, but other people said it's not quote unquote, it's quote unquote. Quote unquote. I thought that's kind of weird. And then some people said, no, it's not quote unquote, it's quote end quote. Quote end quote. So which one is it? Quote unquote, quote unquote, quote end quote. The reason this is confusing is because this is something we never write. It's only a spoken word, right? Like, I mean, if I'm saying this, Elon Musk says it was quote unquote morally wrong. Native English speakers just say that. They don't know how to write that word. What are we saying? Quote unquote, quote unquote, quote end quote. So if you want to use this word in your speech, you have to know that it's a very fast word. It's spoken quickly. You can't say quote end quote. No, you have to say it really quick as one word. No spaces, quote unquote. Quote unquote. Right? Quote unquote, quote unquote. Quote, I don't know. You have to say it fast. Okay, so if you're gonna try to use this, I just want to tell you, you have to say it fast. Otherwise, it's people are gonna say, what? What did you say? What are you talking about? Okay, even when I saw this, I thought, what is this? What are they talking about? And then I realized, oh, they're trying to write what I'm hearing, quote unquote. Quote unquote. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. So I in my whole life, I've never thought about this, right? This is an example of something that native English speakers, sometimes there are words that are never written, ever. We just hear them. And so that's why I always thought, my whole life, I thought it was quote unquote. And maybe it is. Some people seem to think that, but other people were saying, no, it's not that. It's quote unquote. Quote, end quote. I don't know. But you know what? This one actually makes sense to me, end quote, because that's what we say when we're giving a longer quote. You'll hear this sometimes in English, right? Where someone says, he said, quote, blah, 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 end quote, right? So if there's a long quote, you say quote at the beginning and end quote at the end. But if it's just like one word or two words, then you say quote unquote, and then you just say the word or the phrase that you're talking about, and then you don't say end quote after that. So I'll give you an example here. Okay. Speaking to the press, he said, quote, this verdict allows the people of Alberta to develop their resources. End quote. Okay, so imagine you can't see this. Close your eyes, right? So you're listening to me over the radio, let's say. So I'm trying to tell you what someone said, right? These aren't my words. I want to make it clear to you, these aren't my words. If you can see this, you can see these little quotation marks, right? But if you can't see this, then you don't know what's my words and what's someone else's words. So I'm trying to make it clear to you that these are not my words, so I need to say quote and end quote. So speaking to the press, he said this quote, oh, I forgot that. So speaking to the press, close your eyes, right? Speaking to the press, he said, quote, "This verdict allows the people of Alberta to develop their resources," end quote. Right? So now you knew, with your eyes closed, you knew what was like my words and what was this person's words. So that makes sense, quote, end quote, because that's how we do it in this, a longer quote. So why would it be different in a shorter quote? But even in something like this, I think people might say unquote as well at the end. They might say quote and then unquote or close quote, just to show that the quote is finished, right? That's all it is. We're talking, here's the beginning of the quote. Here's the end of the quote. Doesn't really matter what word you use. It's just, it's the concept, right, that you need to understand. Now, these are quotation marks, right? We use quotation marks when we're quoting someone's speech, someone else's speech, right? That's what the purpose of these are. Now, in the UK, so in British English, they say inverted commas. So this kind of a punctuation mark is called inverted commas in British English. In like American and Canadian English, we say quotation marks. Now, I'm not sure about Australia or other, you know, probably Australia would be inverted commas as well. Like they follow the British on a lot of things. Canada follows the British on some things, but more often than not, it follows American English. So there's very little difference between Canadian English and American English, right? Like when I travel, people often think I'm American just because my accent might be something similar to like the northern states in the US. It's really not that different, right? And all our vocabulary is mostly the same. So like I said, quotation marks in Canada and the US, inverted commas in England. Now you might have seen people do this in when they're talking. Maybe you're watching a movie and someone says something and they go like this while they're saying it. What is that? That's called air quotes, or maybe there are different names for it. I'm not sure, but you can call it air quotes. Now I've made a whole video on this topic. I'll put that video up here at the end somewhere so you can watch that. But I have not made a video on this word quote unquote. So, you know, if we are in person, let's say we're talking in person and I do this, then you can see me. But if we're talking on the phone, I can't use air quotes because you can't see me. Then I have to use quote unquote. Okay. So she canceled our dinner plans because she was quote unquote too busy with work. Okay, so if we're talking on the phone, I would say she canceled her dinner plans because she was quote unquote too busy with work. But if you can see me, like if we're having a video call or something like that, right, then I might say she canceled her plans because she was too busy with work. Now, what am I saying here? Why am I putting this phrase in quotation marks? Because it could just be a normal sentence, right? The reason I'm doing it is because of, like, I'm being sarcastic, right? So we use this kind of speech or writing when we want to draw attention to those words, right? For some reason. And usually it's like sarcasm. We're saying what the person said, but we just we don't believe it, or we think it's wrong, or we think the opposite opinion or something like that, right? So when I'm saying this, she canceled our dinner plans because she was too busy with work. What I'm actually saying is I don't believe her. I don't believe her. I think it's this, she's lying about this, or she made up this excuse. Really, she's doing something else. You know, maybe she's cheating on me or some reason, right? You know, she canceled her plans because she was too busy with work. I mean, it's showing that I don't accept that excuse. I don't think she's telling the truth, right? I mean, this could be a normal sentence, right? She canceled our dinner plans because she was too busy with work. Yeah, I mean, this is a very normal situation in English, right? Let's say I have a friend and we have plans to go out for dinner. And she says, hey, Mark, I'm so swamped with work. Can we like take a rain check? Right? Swamped means just busy. You got so much work. It's just like, I'm swamped, right? And take a rain check means that can you postpone it? Can we do this another time? Right? Can we take a rain check, or can I get a rain check? Can I have a rain check? How is it? Can I take a rain check? Right? So this is a normal excuse. It's a normal reason. It's a valid reason to cancel our plans. She's probably telling the truth. But if I don't believe she's telling the truth, then I will show you that I don't believe her by giving her reason and putting it in quotation marks, right? If you were talking in person and you can see me, I might use air quotes. I might say, she canceled our dinner plans because she was too busy with work. Now, usually when people do this, they maybe do like two or three, I don't know. Maybe just, I think it's always at least two. I don't know. It should probably just be two, right? Because it's one at the beginning and one at the end. She canceled her dinner plans because she was too busy with work. I think probably just two is the best, but people often, I think, do it the whole time they're talking. All right. So she canceled our dinner plans because she was too busy with work. All right. So I just did it a bunch of times, but any kind of between one and three is probably acceptable. Okay, so that's what it means. Now, I could communicate to you that I don't believe her without using air quotes and without using the word quote unquote. I could do that with my tone of voice. So listen to my tone of voice. Okay. She canceled her dinner plans because she was too busy with work, right? Could you hear that in my voice? What did I do in my voice? Well, I put a pause here, and then I emphasized the words to let you know that there's something special about these words, okay? So she canceled our dinner plans because she was too busy with work, right? So as an English learner, you have to learn these things. You have to learn the kind of the secret meaning, the hidden meaning of this in a person's tone of voice. You know, what are they saying? So this is the same as if I were to add air quotes, or if I were to say quote unquote, right? So if you wanted to do this, you have to add a space, like a gap in your, like a pause, right? There has to be a pause. Means you stop for maybe a second where the first quotation would be, and then you emphasize these words that would be inside the quotation. So listen one more time. She canceled her plans because she was too busy with work. All right, so did you catch that? All right. Another way I could say this is she canceled our dinner plans because she was supposedly too busy with work. Okay, supposedly. Now, I added this word here, supposedly. That means the same thing. Okay, so I'm saying that she said this. She was supposedly, her reason was this. That's what she said, but I don't necessarily believe her.
Right.
She canceled our dinner plans because she was supposedly too busy with work. So I'm adding this word to show you, to communicate to you that maybe that I'm kind of trying to distance myself from her opinion. She said that, okay, she's supposedly too busy with work. I don't know, right? I'm kind of holding back my, my belief. I'm not believing her fully with that, right? So you could use it that way. Let's look at a few more examples here. So because we quote unquote won the war in Afghanistan, Canadians have a false sense of confidence in their military. Because we quote unquote won the war in Afghanistan, Canadians have a false sense of confidence in their military. Now, what am I doing here? Why would a person put quotation marks around the word won? What are they trying to say? Well, what they're trying to say is that they're trying to like mock the government, or they're trying to, they're trying to be sarcastic and say the opposite thing. Actually, we didn't win the war in Afghanistan, right? We lost. But if you were to ask Joe Biden or Justin Trudeau or some politician, and you say, did we win the war in Afghanistan? Of course they're going to say, oh yeah, we won. We won. Why? Because they're lying politicians, right? That's what our politicians do. They just lie all the time. So what I'm doing here is I'm taking their word, like Joe Biden, Justin Trudeau, I'm taking their words and I'm putting it in quotation marks as a sarcastic way to say the opposite of them. I'm making the case that we didn't win, right? Because we won the war in Afghanistan, Canadians have a false sense of confidence in their military. So what I'm saying is that we lost the war, so Canadians should not have confidence in their military. But because Canadians believe that we did win the war, they think, oh, our military is so good, we won the war over in Afghanistan, right? Do you understand this? This is kind of called sarcasm. So anytime you see air quotes, it's the person, or not air quote, I mean, like quotation marks, right? These are called quotation marks, but if you do it like this, they're called air quotes. So anytime you see this in this form or in the spoken form, quote unquote, the person is trying to draw your attention to that word for some reason, right? So at the beginning, I said Elon Musk says it was quote unquote morally wrong to ban Trump from Twitter. Okay, so why would a person say it that way? Why can't they just say, well, Elon Musk says it was morally wrong to ban Trump from Twitter? Yeah, you could say it that way. But if a person is adding some emphasis to the words morally wrong, they're adding that emphasis for a certain reason. Okay, so just remember that. There's some reason there, and to pay attention to that. Maybe the person is trying to say that, maybe the person is trying to say Elon Musk is wrong. Or maybe a person's trying to say, they don't believe Elon Musk's, maybe they think his opinion is crazy. Maybe a person really wanted Trump to be banned from Twitter. And so they're saying, yeah, Elon Musk says, it was morally wrong, quote unquote, morally wrong to ban Trump from Twitter, right? You're saying, well, Elon Musk, he thinks it's morally wrong, but I think he's crazy for believing that, or something like that, right? For whatever the reason is, You just have to pay attention. There's something special about this word. So you kind of have to try to figure out what the person is really saying. I mean, that's what sarcasm is. Very often sarcasm is actually saying the opposite of what you really mean, right? And we do this, we say this, we use sarcasm all the time in English. It's like a form of humor. And it just makes, it makes your speech more interesting, right? I mean, if it's like, I don't know, if it's like a cold day, for example, out there, and you could say, here, like here in Canada, you could say, oh yeah, it's like t-shirt weather out here, right? It's like you're joking, you're saying the opposite. It's really cold, but yet you're saying it's like, you know, t-shirt weather. It's just kind of, it's an interesting way to speak. It's just kind of fun. It's joking around, right? So another word we can use that's kind of similar to this is so-called. Okay, Bush's so-called war on terror did nothing but hurt normal people. So Bush's so-called war on terror. So this, with this word, I'm calling into question this title. Bush made this title, right? He said, you know, I'm declaring a war on terror. That was his idea. So I'm saying, well, his so-called war on terror did nothing but hurt, you know, normal people. So this is kind of the same thing as it, like, remember the word supposedly or quote unquote, or, you know, this idea that we're kind of trying to draw attention to this and say something is wrong with it, right? So when we say so-called, we're talking about a title. So I can't say, we can't say so-called with like the my dinner example, right? She canceled her dinner plans because she so-called had plans, other plans. No, I can't say it. They can't say it that way, right? So with this one, so-called, we can only say it if there's, if some, there's some title of some something. So for example, the government's so-called Ministry of Truth is just government-sanctioned lies. Okay, so the government's so-called Ministry of Truth. That means what I'm saying is this title, a Ministry of Truth, you know, it's just government-sanctioned lies. Sanctioned. This word has different meanings in different contexts. Okay, you probably have heard the word sanction. You know, like when one country doesn't like another country, they impose sanctions on that country. It means like they block that country's products from coming in. Let's say, you know, okay, well, you're going to do this. Well, we're not going to buy your oil. That's it. You know, we're sanctioning you. You're bad guys. We're not going to buy anything from you. We're not going to sell you anything. We're just going to, you know, we're going to sanction you. But in this situation, it means something different. It has nothing to do with that other kind of sanction. This one means it's actually the government supports the lies, or the government does the lies. The government wants people to believe the lies are true, right? So it's like allowable. The government has allowed the lies. So the government's so-called Ministry of Truth, right? So the government probably set up some part of the government, put some people in charge of, let's say, the internet or something to let the public know what is true and what is not true. Right? I mean, would you do this if you had a country? Would you set up a Ministry of Truth to tell everybody what's true and what's not true? I wouldn't, because people aren't stupid, right? Nobody needs to be told, oh, hey, you know, you're looking at that Facebook page? No, that's not true. You know, you have these companies have these so-called fact checkers, right? See, I just used that, the so-called fact checkers. So if you know, go on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, these social media platforms, they have their fact checkers, right? And they check to see what the facts, well, how do you know that they're right? Right? They say they're right. Some other people say they're right. And if this is your company, well, you ban them. You're wrong, right? We'll get rid of your fact checkers. Our fact checkers are are right. Now, I don't know. I don't like this idea of controlling information, right? I think open, free information. I'm a big fan of that. Free speech, that's what I like. So if I were to say something like the government's so-called Ministry of Truth, even if you can stop right there, right? Forget about the rest of the sentence. If I say the government's so-called Ministry of Truth, then you know that I don't like this because I use the word so-called, right? The so-called, that means I think this is a misleading title. Remember, that's what so-called means. Something is misleading. And I'm questioning that. I'm taking the opposite perspective. So just because I use this word, I don't like this. Okay? So the government's so-called Ministry of Truth is just government-sanctioned lies. Here's another example. The Bank of Canada's so-called inflation strategy is nothing more than a tax on poor people. Okay? So here with this word, I'm saying the Bank of Canada's so-called inflation strategy. You already know that this title, I believe it's misleading. I believe it's not true because I use this word so-called, right? It's nothing more than a tax on poor people, right? So, I don't know. This is all kind of related, right? This word so-called or quote-unquote, air quotes, right? Like, this is kind of where we're drawing attention to a certain word or a group of words or maybe even a long sentence for some reason. I'm trying to communicate to you for some reason something, right? So that's kind of the point of this video. So I hope you learned something. Hey, I want to know, what's your favorite quote? Let's just do some lighthearted homework today. What's your favorite quote? Famous people always have their quotes, like your quotes from history. What's your favorite quote from all time? I like a quote by Wayne Gretzky, actually. Wayne Gretzky is the most famous hockey player, ice hockey, right? And so he's a Canadian guy, and he retired back in maybe 20 years ago or something like that. He was really famous in like the 80s, I think, and the 90s, whatever. If you live in Canada or if you come to Canada, just know that Wayne Gretzky is one of the most famous Canadians. Okay, everybody knows Wayne Gretzky. He was a very famous hockey player. Still holds, I think, a lot of records in the sport. Okay, he said a quote. I think he says, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take." That's a good quote. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So what's the meaning of that quote? Well, the meaning of that quote is you need to try in life, right? If you just say, "I don't want to fail, I'm not going to try anything," well, you fail, you miss. Right? It's the same. By not doing something, it's the same failure as if you do something and fail. Right? So I like that quote. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So in life, just try something. Give it a shot. Give it a shot means try. So we need to try. And then we make mistakes. We fail. And then we try again. We try, hockey players take thousands of shots in their life. I wonder how many shots Wayne Gretzky took in his whole career. Just hundreds of thousands of shots, right? I don't know how many goals did he score. Only a few of those shots actually turned into goals, right? It's like soccer or like any kind of a sport, basketball or something. You don't make all your shots. You just take, you try, and then the more you try, you get successful. And that's a good quote. I heard another quote a while back that I really liked. It was, I can't remember who it's by, but the quote goes like, there are decades when nothing happens and weeks when decades happen. That's a good quote. You know, that's a great quote. There are decades when nothing happens and weeks when decades happen. And that's true. You know, and throughout history, there are long periods of time when nothing happens. Very little happens, right? It's all kind of the same. You've got the same government. You've got the same system of everything's just the same. But then suddenly there's a short period of time when big things change in the world, right? So weeks when decades happen. And I think 2022 could be one of those times in history where big things happen. Big things change in the world. It's possible, right? The world has kind of been the same for a long time. So how does the quote go? Decades, there are decades when nothing happens. A decade is 10 years. Did you know that? I just assumed you knew that. Smash like if you knew that a decade was 10 years. A score is 20 years. Okay. Decade is 10. A score is 20 years. Maybe you didn't know that. Let me know down in the comments. So guys, let me know your favorite quote. What is your favorite quote about anything? Just let me know your favorite quote down there in the comments. Hey, hope you guys are having a great day. Hope you're staying safe and healthy and happy wherever you are. As always, I love you guys so much. And I will see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.